This week, Kerry County Council confirmed people will be charged a fee for using the toilets and showers at a new facility in Feniff. The council stated there'd be a nominal fee charged for anyone using these facilities. This is in response for a motion from Sinn Féin Councillor Paul Daly at the recent Tralee Municipal District meeting. Councillor Paul Daly asked Kerry County Council if there would be a charge for those using the wet changing facility in Feniff. The water sports facility in Feniff is one of 19 being developed across 13 counties, including two centres in Kerry, additional ones in Kerry, three in total, one in Feniff, one in Ballybunion and one in the Maharees of Maharabig. It says each facility will offer a best-in-class outdoor tourism amenity, offering year-round access to hot indoor showers and outdoor cold showers, changing spaces, wheelchair-accessible toilets and showers, as well as accessible changing places and secure storage for personal use. Kerry County Council says to support the ongoing maintenance and high standards of service, a nominal fee will be charged. It'll be 50 cent for the use of toilet facilities and €3 for the use of the indoor hot shower facilities at all 19 sites across the country. It says this fee has been benchmarked against similar public service sites and is necessary to ensure local authorities can sustainably operate these bespoke visitor experiences. Councillor Paul Daly is all against that and says the taxpayers have paid enough to provide these things in the first place and there shouldn't be a charge. I spoke to him before coming here this morning and first of all asked him about the positive news that these facilities will be a benefit for the area.
Yeah, look at Díogaitre Madden and the Lough Taoiseach. Absolutely, Gerry. These facilities are going to be a huge addition to not just Feniff but to all the different places in Kerry where they're going to be. It's not before time either. Look, I mean, Kerry's, you know, probably number one tourist destination for a lot of people when they come to Ireland. And to make use of the amazing beaches that we have, these facilities are most welcome. And not just for tourists, for locals who are using these beaches 365 days a year. It's going to be an amazing facility. And I'm delighted that it's been built. What I do have an issue with, though, is the charging. I don't think we should be taxed on the double here. Our taxes are already paying for it. And what I think is it's a little bit of a known goal. I think we can, if we really want to make a good story out of this, we should be providing these facilities, these amazing facilities, for free. Because I said it's already paid for by the taxpayer. And for people who are going out there a couple of days a week, to have them thinking in a time of cost of living crisis, you know, will I or won't I, the €3 today, maybe I won't, and it might put them off.
So you were saying that basically it should be provided free of charge. 50 cent for use of the toilet, €3 use of the indoor hot shower facilities. This will be at all 19 sites across the country. This is what council called a nominal fee. You're saying no way it should be just provided by the local authority. And the local authority should swallow the costs.
I think the local authority should be provided with the money to maintain it. I mean, look, our taxes are already paying for it to be built. The local property taxes are supposed to pay for local amenities. So I don't see why people would be taxed here in the double. I mean, this is going to be an amazing facility for everyone to use, locals and tourists. Outdoor activities, people meeting up socially, you know, the mental health benefits of all of it. Just don't think there should be a charge on it here by saying, here you are, welcome, Kerry, come down for a visit if you're a tourist. Come and use our beaches, our amazing beaches. Come and use the green. Come and go for a walk, take in the beautiful scenery. You know, you can go fishing on Feniff Pier. You can take boat trips out into the bay. And here we are, we're going to provide these facilities to take a very enjoyable visit.
Okay, and with that in mind, Paul, though, what do you say then to people who say, look, this means the council's going to have to use more of its budget because the government are unlikely to give any extra finance for this, that the government, the Kerry County Council ratepayers will end up paying for it?
Well, I think in a roundabout way, the money will be made back anyway, because instead of charging people to use the facilities, they might spend the extra few quid in a local cafe. They might spend it in some other way. So I really don't think that, you know, if someone's going in for a swim and they come out and they need to have a quick shower and a change, they're going to feel really good after it. I don't think we should be paying for that. I mean, the cost here is not going to be a huge cost for Kerry County Council. And in any way substantial, I think they should be getting onto the government or getting onto Bord Fáilte, who are who are building this and say, look, we have need to cover the costs here. So give us an extra few quid. The spin-off for locals, for tourism, it's going to be massive. So it will come back in a roundabout way anyway.
Oh, okay. What do you say to the argument that, Paul, if you don't pay for it, if you don't have a charge, that people won't respect it, that it might be vandalised, that there'll be, you know, no respect for what you're having, what kind of a resource you have here in Finnish and Ballybunion and Marabeg when they're developed?
Yeah, I can't see that, Jerry. The people who are already going out to Finnish and going for their swims every day, or where they're meeting up, or if they're going out for, you know, if they're going surfing or if they're going kayaking, these people are you know, they're using the facilities in a very respectful way all year round. I can't see that happening at all. And if that's the kind of a reason for putting on a charge, you know, they'd put a charge on everything we use. And another thing really here is you're starting off with what the council has said is a nominal fee. I mean, we all know the only way is up when fees come in.
Yeah.
There's, you know, cost of living crisis. You see petrol pumps, you know, you see the prices going up. I don't think the taxpayer should be hit anymore. You know, people are paying their taxes left, right and centre. It's not just a little bit of a, you know, it's not just a boost for the people who are already using the Greenway, who are going to the beach out in Phoenix, who are going for a walk, who are going doing the water sports out there. And that's what we want. You know, we're living in an age when people are, you know, sitting behind screens all day long, and we're trying to get people out into the open air to make use of the facilities, to the facilities we have here in Kerry. I think this would be an extra boost and an extra incentive to do that. You go for your cycle, you go for your swim, you can have a nice hot shower afterwards.
Yeah. Let me put this point in front of you, Paul.
And taking all those kind of benefits, it would be amazing.
Let me put this final point to you. 50 cents to use the toilet, €3 for the shower. If they were to reduce that to say, let's say €1 per shower and put that nominal fee on it, a little bit of money, wouldn't be the €3, and that might, you know, and a guarantee it wouldn't rise. Would that be one way of doing it?
Well, there's absolutely no guarantee and there wouldn't be any rise. I tell you what they could do, though, Jerry, and they do it in a lot of places, you know, museums up the country and in different places. There could be a voluntary thing there where if you're happy with the showers and the facilities there, you might be able to tap it, and there might be a little machine where you can tap €1 or €2 if you want. I mean, buskers have them downtown these days. They have a little sum up machine there. You can tap your €2 if you're happy to do so, and you can walk on. I think maybe a voluntary thing, there'd be no problem. But as for bringing in an even reduced nominal fee, I don't think so, because the only way is up after that happens. And yeah, all of a sudden, then after a year or two, it could be gone up to a fiver. And as for people paying to go to the toilet, I think that is absolutely a complete non-runner.
Okay. And finally then, very finally, what do you say to people? They say, look, here's Sinn Féin again. They want the taxpayer to pay for everything. Nobody has to pay any charges whatsoever. It's not sustainable. What's your response to that comment?
They'd be dead right. The taxpayer is paying for it again. Give them a break. That's what I'd be saying. We're already paying our taxes. Why not, you know, with a fantastic facility like this that's there to promote healthy activity and to promote tourism, I don't think it's fair now to be asking people to pay money. Sinn Féin will be all for providing more of these facilities around the country, and the mental health benefits of all this and the health benefits far outweigh any charge like that.
Okay. All right, Paul, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go. That is Councillor Paul Daly with his objection to the nominal fee which the council is going to be charging at these sites, these you know, changing facilities, hot shower facilities, these wet changing facilities, sports amenity sites, what they've been called really. One in Finnet, one in Ballybunion and one in Maharabeg.